Hey, before we get to talking about hunting and fishing this morning, you have got the lowdown. Now, everybody has been all abuzz about these helicopters flying around the last few days. And most of you know Ed is a pilot and ergo spends a lot of time around the airport.
I was there yesterday and got to talk to one or two of them. There's about, they're Black Hawk helicopters, okay?
All right.
And they're with the 10th Mountain Division. And they're been in Louisiana training, and they're headed back to New York, Fort Drum.
That's a long haul.
Yes, a long haul. You know, so they're Black Hawk helicopters, and they've been training. So, and there'll be more of them, by the way, coming up because all of them are down there training.
So we're not being invaded.
You're not being invaded. These are guys with the. There's about five guys per helicopter, by the way. And they're really interesting because they're flying these Black Hawk helicopters to Louisiana, and now they're flying back to Fort Drum.
So they stop up here to refuel.
Yeah. Well, okay. Yeah. I looked up the Black Hawk helicopter. They hold 360 gallons. They travel about 183 miles an hour. But they can only go about 367 miles in a tank of gas, so that's a gallon a mile.
I had an old Chevy that got just barely above that.
Yeah. By the way, I looked up the Black Hawk helicopter cost us just $21 million each.
You said they hold 360
gallons. 360
gallons. And fuel for those things right now is running about
$6 a gallon.
I don't feel quite as bad filling up my truck
but
at the gas station.
But they're neat people because they've been down in Louisiana training, and they're flying these helicopters all the way back, trying to make their way back to Fort Drum, New York.
Well, they'll be there by Thanksgiving, I guess.
Yeah. Well, I decided I didn't need a Black Hawk helicopter at $21 million and a mile a gallon. My airplane will do better than that.
You don't afford that on a fisherman's salary, do you?
No, not very much. Well, let's talk about the shooting sports championship coming up this weekend for the high schoolers. It all begins tomorrow. The junior division begins tomorrow. That's the 5th through 8th grades. It's all down at the Jacksonville Shooting Sports Complex. If you want to see some of the best trap shooting in the state, then that's where you need to head. Begins tomorrow. You know, the top 64 teams in the state have been invited there. 16 teams in each region are headed that way. Now, from the north region, and that's our region, by the way, these are the schools that are going. Bergman has a team in it. Mountain Home has a team in it. Ball Knob has a team in it. Southside has three teams in it. Let's see, Mount Vernon has a team in it. Beebe has two teams in it. Cedar Ridge has two teams in it. Isser County Consolidated has a team in it. And Batesville Pioneers will be there. Heber Springs will be there in Bigelow. That's the junior division, which begins tomorrow.
And I'm guessing these schools that have multiple teams is that...
They all qualify.
Different age divisions, different skill sets?
No, I mean, you could have more than one team, but those teams qualified as the top 16 teams in the in this region.
Okay.
So, you know, so a school can have more than one team, you know, so that's what happened with that. Now, on Saturday is the senior division. That's grades 9 to 12. Now, this is all happening at the Jacksonville Shooting Sports Complex. And in the senior division, you know, you'll have Ball Knob has two teams in that one. Faulkner County has a team in it. Southside has three teams in that one as well. Highland has a team in it. Salem has a team in it. White County Central has a team in it. Melbourne Bearcats are in it. Wonder View Senior High has a team in it. Cave City has two teams in it. Bergman has a team in it. Batesville Pioneers are in it. Valley Springs is in it. So that's the senior division. Now, this all happens at the Jacksonville Shooting Sports Complex this weekend, May 29th and 30th.
Nice place down there, too.
So if you want to see some of the best trap shooting in the world, then that's where you need to head.
All right.
Yep. And, well, we're running down to the last few days for the elk permit, right?
Right.
Hunters interested in pursuing Arkansas' largest big game animal can apply for a limited hunting permit. Now, that's all ends at midnight on June 1. That's just a few days away.
That's Monday.
Monday. Yeah. Yes, all you got to do is get online, and there's a button right there on the Game and Fish Commission's webpage at www.agfc.com. Push the button, and then you're going to apply. They're going to give away 15 permits. Five either sex and 10 cows will be available for public draw through the online application process. Now, If you want to get in on the on-site application, you got to head to the 27th annual Buffalo River Elk Festival in Jasper. That's on June 26th and 27th. They'll pick out three people there. You put your name in the hat. And while you're there, they're going to pick out three people. So a total of 18 people will get to hunt elk in Arkansas.
And we were talking about 6,000 to 8,000 people that actually try to get those.
Oh, yeah. Easy. Yeah.
Highly coveted.
Yes. Yes. It's a big thing in the hunting world. Only Arkansas residents can apply for the Arkansas public land hunting permits. And you must have a valid resident sportsman's hunting license or a holder of a lifetime sportsman's permit. All the hunt begins on October 5, and that's not too far away. So get online to do that if you want an elk permit. Got a few days to do that. Now, these are the following fishing derbies coming up. On Friday, June 5, it'll be Searcy County at Raccoon Springs, 4 to 6, kids only. On Saturday, June 6, BB Community Pond, 10 to noon, kids only. On Saturday, June 6, McCabe Park in Mountain Home, 8 to noon, persons with disabilities. On Saturday, June 6th at Row Lake Batesville, 10 a.m. to 1 p.m., kids only. On Saturday, June 13th at Lake Charles State Park, 9 a.m. to 11, kids only. And finally, on Saturday, June 13th, the Little Red River in Heber Springs, 7 to noon, kids only. So, by the way, you can find these on the Game and Fish Commission's webpage by clicking on the webpage and searching Fishing Derby Program. And these will pop up. Let's do Stubbs Home Center's best fishing times for Thursday, May 28th. Sunrise at 5:53. Sunsets at 8:14. Well, we're headed to 9 o'clock before it gets
dark. It's going to be bright all night long here before long.
There's only one time today to go fishing. According to the lunar calendar, it's 8:24 a.m. to 10:24 a.m.
I thought you were going to say there's only one time to go fishing, and that's all the time.
Well, that's what you should do. Just go there all the time. Yeah.
Tell you, outsmart the fish, isn't it?
Yeah, that's right.
All right. Thanks for the update on the Blackhawks. Interesting info.
I was on the airport and I enjoyed watching them come and go.
We'll see you back here Tuesday.
I'll be back Tuesday.
At Haws Outdoors, brought to you by Stubbs Home Center, your do-it-best home center, right next to the airport, Heber Springs Road in Southside.